Okay, so we're ret.
We're ret.
It's 2022. I gotta remember that.
Not to amount to financial success and stability. When you do achieve such financial success and stability, then you must now alter your personality to fit what the world deems as socially acceptable to be able to have achieved such wealth.
That was a lot of words, but yeah. That was a lot of words, but yes.
So,
put that education to good use.
That girl, yes. Hey, I'ma put these dictionary words to good use. I paid a whole lot of money for these dictionary words. Y'all go hear them.
But yes,
we feel like we have education.
We feel like we have to meet that standard, the standard that the world has set of financially affluent people.
Okay, so why can we not change that? Why is it that we cannot say, I'm black, I'm rich as hell, and I know what it's like to struggle, instead of saying, I'm black, I'm rich as hell, and I don't know what fried chicken is?
I disagree with you.
Okay.
With me?
Yeah.
Okay, that is completely okay. You have your opinion.
She accepts your disagreement and challenges you.
Challenge not accepted.
I accept your challenge.
No.
What you got, people?
You are more than welcome to have your own opinion.
Am I?
Yes.
You sure?
You're your own person.
Am I?
Yes. You are.
You signed your freedom papers.
Oh my god, I promise you, we are not great.
Go ahead about your opinion.
I would like to challenge your thoughts and theories.
Okay.
The contemporary viewpoints for which you have presented to us may have fit a certain time in American society.
Okay.
Primarily between the time periods of the 1980s to the early 2000s.
Okay.
But in case you were not well informed, madame.
Okay.
For the 99-2000s.
We took over!
They have certainly changed.
Okay.
To what degree?
To the degree of swiping your bank card betwixt the two thighs.
Oh, God!
Of the video vixen masquerading around with your money at the local clubs with the bottle girls.
So let me make sure that I understand.
Like, use your words to see if you understand.
I'm gonna use my college educated words to see if I can see if I can make this make sense.
College educated words.
Y'all,
I promise I'm smart.
So, if I understand you correctly, you are challenging Lady D's proposed theory with a counter argument that because the 99 and the 2000s happened, and then we also have what is called the uncut of the black entertainment television, and then we were able to develop the debit card being swiped vigorously through the gluteus maximus cheeks of the video vixens with in the videos of very financially stable people of color, that we 100% understand what it means to be black and to be very rich. Is that what it is you're saying?
That's indeed correct.
Oh, look at there. So, Lady D, how do you feel about that? So do you believe that P-Bid's counter argument holds water?
You are entitled to your opinion. And I am entitled to mine. Now, granted, yes, the viewpoint of, non-people of color being, But we have become successful as a, well, us as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there are more
Black women entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know stats, so that's why I was like, I'm not gonna go stats. But you know, Black people as a race,
yes,
are becoming more financially affluent, mm-hmm. for just lack of a better term.
Yes.
So it's like we're coming up and mm-hmm. they are afraid. And
mm-hmm. that's exactly.
And they've always been afraid of us.
Which is why we were originally slaves anyway.
Yeah.
Because we were nothing. We were not once, which is, y'all, I'm going to digress for one moment. Reading is, so the phrase reading is fundamental is not just a cliche. The reason that Black people were enslaved and that they were not allowed to read is because the information that they needed to better themselves and to elevate themselves to the next level of financial stability was within the pages of a book that you could learn about. So y'all, all y'all young kids out here that keep saying, I don't want to read, I don't like to read, you will forever be disenfranchised against your white predecessors, your white processors, and your white peers, because they understand the power of reading. So everybody out there that said, not just Black kids, but Black kids specifically, but everybody out there that continues to say, I don't like to read, I don't want to read, I don't do, pick up a damn book and read it, because the information that you need to better your situation is within the pages. Somebody did it once before, you can do it too. Just open your mind and read.
Just take a look.
That was the best show on TV. Like, I don't, and y'all don't know, Reading Rainbow was the best show on TV because he made reading fun and interactive. He, like, those are, see, this is why our generation is the smartest. I don't care what nobody says. Our generation is the smartest because we had shows like Reading Rainbow. Y'all got shows like, fuck, I don't damn know.
I don't even know what's on TV anymore.
Y'all, let us know.
Children.
Let us know in the comments below what's on TV for children, because we don't know.
What, Baby Shark? What does that do?
So Baby Shark to do.
Oh,
no.
They had the Cocoa of the Melon.
Cocoa of the Melon?
The Cocoa of the Melon.
What's
now, granted, this person was like severely younger than me, so they probably were in tune with the shows that I was not. But yeah, somebody knew, they said they Cocoa Melon was the shit.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what that is, but...
But yeah, that's okay. What I'm saying. But anywho. So, moving on. What never fails to liven up a party?
Drama.
I was going to say swiping credit cards between the Gluteus Maximus of video vixens, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, I was going to say... At first, I was going to say alcohol, and then I was going to say good friends. I was going to go nice and just being around good people, like... You don't have to have, swiping credit cards between the Gluteus Maximus of, the video vixens and then
saying.
The drama. if you're around good people, you have a good time anyway.
Yeah, so. You know what? As we are right now at the top of 2022, you know what? That is a true... All of those things are things that will liven up a party. Having...
Most definitely.
Having good friends, good food, and good company, and just enjoying, like genuinely enjoying, not one of those underhanded compliments that you must give to somehow feel validated, but like genuinely being honest and open and actually enjoying the people that you are around. If you are not honestly enjoying the people you are around, please get away from them. Please do not be around them. Go away. It is 2022, y'all. We ain't got... If the last 3 years have not taught you anything, is that you do not have time to waste on people who do not matter. The last three years have taught me that I do not have time to... I hate you both. I hate them both, y'all. I'm going to keep on saying it because they're getting on my... Look, they flipping each other off in the middle of a show. I just can't stand them. I can't stand them. But anywho, if the last 3 years have not taught y'all anything, is that time is too short to waste on people that you do not... That do not matter. That do not have any...
Yeah.
Like, it's just too short. Like, time... You don't have time to waste on people that are not pouring positivity into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. Speaking of, what are some hard truths in life that you have had to learn.
You don't always get what you want.
This is true.
But I guess that's not necessarily a hard truth, but you don't always get what you want.
You are the orchestrator of most of your problems.
Jesus.
Mm. Oh, my.
Damn. That is heavy. Ow.
That is heavy.
Hey, you just slapped me in the face and I don't like it. I don't like none of it.
That was a good one there. That was a good one there. My God. Shuck. Wow, dang. That is heavy. Yeah, man. That is some. Say it loud for people in the back.
Hey, if y'all didn't hear it, P Bitch said. P Bitch said. P Bitch said.
You are the orchestrator of your own problems.
Damn.
Is that what I said the first time?
That is what you said.
Okay, because I didn't know. You gotta catch him. That didn't come from me. That was not me.
That came from somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to hear that. Hey, probably me.
I feel like I did too. Boy, you know what? I don't have nothing else to say. Yeah, after that. Show over.
Mine is nothing compared to that.
What are some hard truths in life that you are the orchestrator of your own problem? Shit. Talking mushrooms. That's about it. I don't got moving on.
Moving on to the next question.
That's it, because I don't have anything else.
You can't beat that one.
There is, you know what? I'm done. Mm. Does the black past prove the black future?
You got any more words of wisdom over there?
That didn't come from me.
Okay. I mean, I just, whoever spoke the last time, you didn't got any more?
Excuse me. Good now? You got some more? Jeez. Y'all know what? I don't have any. Moving on. Does the black past prove the black future?
No.
Mm-mm. No? I also do not believe that it does. However, I do believe it has an impact on it. If y'all remember from our second season, we had a discussion about equity and equality and the difference between the two. What's happening?
Nothing.
Oh, see, y'all just confusing the heck out of me. Although the black past does not prove the black future, equity and equality, and it was one other one that I cannot remember, and I know I'm so sorry, y'all, just go back to season number two and listen. But it's about the fact that we each have a baseball bat and we're trying to knock down a building. Their baseball bat is made of sledgehammer. My baseball bat is made of plastic. So that's the ultimate disadvantage that we have. So although we are at a disadvantage in that sense, I do believe that our advantage is the fact that we understand that we didn't start the same, but we will finish better. So,
ooh, I like that.
So we don't have to be, I don't have to start at the same, the fact that I didn't start at the same starting line as you did, but I'm able to finish better than you, not even better than you, but I'm able to finish significantly past you, proves that I have the willpower and the desire to want it better, to want it more than you. And that is what, I feel like that is what keeps our people strong, which is why we are able to be affluent black people. We are able to rise to the level of success that previously, that our ancestors could have only dreamed about. Like, I don't remember where I was, but I heard somebody say that I want to be my ancestors' wildest dream. And the fact that all three of us got a couple college degrees, we are our ancestors' wildest dreams, because none of them were able to even imagine a life of reading, education, or any, because of the quality of life that they were afforded back then. Now, before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. Your strength is in knowing a new day is another opportunity. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And also, don't forget to subscribe. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.